Now, feeling relaxed and having the munchies are well-known side effects of marijuana, but what other effects can cannabis have on the body? This morning, we're joined by Senior Lecturer Dr. Scott Smith from the University of Adelaide to discuss medical marijuana and his research in the cannabis field. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Now, how was cannabis originally used and discovered?
Well, I guess it had been used for millennia in Asia, but it was really only introduced into Western societies probably from the 19th century, probably around the 1830s or 1840s. It's used in Australia, at least. It became accessible, and it would be used back then typically in the form of medicinal tinctures. I guess in the old language, it might be used as a tincture or a tonic, as a sedative and relaxant. So I guess that's where its use in Australia probably started to increase, or its exposure became more widespread in Australia. But I guess you'd say it still probably wasn't commonly used, but it was available from around that time here.
Wow. I like that it started in kind of the medical field, went to recreational, is now making its way back into the medical field in terms of its more prolific uses. I think that's a nice little full circle that we've come there.
Yeah.
What effects do we see marijuana and cannabis having on the body?
Well, it has a wide range of different effects, and I guess that underscores the biology of the system and the endocannabinoid system, as we call it, which is our body's own endogenous cannabinoid system. We commonly understand the consumption of cannabis in terms of its effects on the brain and what we call its psychotropic effects, so, and that's why people use it recreationally. But it does have other effects on a range of different organ systems in the body. It influences metabolic function, and I guess a testament to that is the fact that, you, as you said in your introduction, you can stimulate appetite with the consumption of marijuana, and that's THC having an effect on the body, the active ingredient in marijuana stimulating appetite. So it affects our endocrine system, our metabolic system. It can also affect our immune system as well. So it has a wide range of effects on the body, aside from its effects on the brain associated with what we commonly associate with getting a high from cannabis through recreational consumption.
Mm. Now, in terms of being used in the medical field, could you explain to us a little bit about your research and how you're applying kind of cannabis to medical treatments?
Yeah, well, my research is what we call preclinical, so we don't do clinical trials, but we undertake research to try and tease out what are the, particularly for my group, what are the particular compounds in what is a very complex I guess plant that there are that might be active that we can potentially develop as a pharmaceutical. So my research is focused on anti-inflammatory roles, but also looking at potential neuroprotective effects of some compounds that we can isolate from cannabis, because the cannabis plant is quite interesting. It's got over 100 compounds that we call cannabinoids in it. So we often only really talk about two main compounds from cannabis, that being THC, but also cannabidiol. And they're the main two compounds that have been developed for medical applications in, I guess, the pharmaceutical industry. But we're looking at some of the other compounds that might be in cannabis that are kind of found at lower levels than these other major compounds, but have interesting potentially bioactive properties or biological properties that we might be able to develop as medicines. So my role is looking at the anti-inflammatory effects of some of these. So we've been looking at mostly at models of inflammation related to what we call inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And so we've shown some of the compounds have anti-inflammatory roles there that might mean they're able to be developed as medicines to treat some of these debilitating inflammatory diseases.
Wow.
And we've also been looking at some compounds that might protect nerves in the brain from damage to a range of different toxins that we use as experimental models. And so hopefully we might be able to develop these in the future as treatments for dementia, Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
My gosh, it seems like a little wonder plant in my opinion. There's not a lot it can't do theoretically and once some more research is thrown behind it. Now, when we talk about medical marijuana, we talk about medical cannabis, it's kind of a bit of a buzzword in society. People feel pretty strongly one way or another. How do you see the role of marijuana in the medical field kind of progressing in the future? Do you think that we'll get over this social kind of a naysay against it?
Yeah, it's difficult because it's such a a medical cannabis means different things to different people. To some, it'll always be an illicit narcotic. To other people, it's really thought of as a herbal medicine or a complementary medicine. And other people, perhaps more so in the industry, look at it as having bona fide medicinal properties in certain applications. We're still really in the early stages of research with it, which is kind of surprising when you think it's been around for so long.
Mm.
But I guess it's a testament to the complexity of the plant and the fact that there are so many different components to it, and that not all strains of medical cannabis are the same. Some strains have very high THC content, and some strains will have virtually no THC, and larger amounts of these other cannabinoids like cannabidiol. And so at the moment, the indications for use are quite limited, and that might be an initial hurdle to get over, but a lot more research is needed to potentially unlock some of the other compounds that are found in cannabis, and potentially applying it to a range of other diseases, in inflammatory states, looking at it in analgesia as well. That's often a setting where medical cannabis is used as an analgesic, but it also is used to treat some particular types of what we call refractive epilepsy, especially in young children.
Mm.
And that's the other component, the cannabidiol, that seems to be effective there. So we still need a lot more research to uncover and untap the potential applications of medical cannabis. So I think we still need to advocate for the research to be done, and that's often what I'll advocate for, rather than necessarily advocating for medical cannabis as a panacea, because often you can take a little bit of preclinical evidence without the clinical trials and perhaps jump to conclusions about where it might be applied to. So we have to be fairly cautious about that, especially the medical community, because they're the ones that will be prescribing these medications, and they're naturally fairly cautious about just gathering more information about where it can be used and at what dosages and for how long and what side effects to expect, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. Dr. Smith, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Dr. Scott Smith there, Senior Lecturer from the University of Adelaide, speaking with us this morning about the role of cannabis in the medical field.